Popcorn? Check. Pint of chocolate ice cream? Check. Glass of red wine? Check. Pajamas, slippers, bra off, hair pulled up in a messy bun? Check. It's finally time for the season finale of Gentleman's Choice, my own personal favorite guilty pleasure television program, in which an eligible bachelor has 6 weeks to choose his future wife from 20 eager women. Tonight, Rowan is deciding between Jade and Serena, and the previews have shot after shot of him staring angstily into the sunset, like deciding between two beautiful women is the hardest thing he's ever done. Whatever. Everyone knows he's going to pick Jade. It's obvious. I settle back onto the couch in my private quarters, my own little corner of the palace, ready to finally have this night to myself. For the past few weeks, it's been nothing but wall-to-wall Varavian independence celebrations. Because 473 years ago this month, we broke away from the Holy Roman Empire. And as much as I love Varavia, and I love being its princess, going to event after event, waving at the people, standing up straight and smiling pretty, it's all exhausting. Thank God I can finally chill out, take my bra off, and watch some reality TV. The cheesy title sequence starts, rose petals fluttering down over the words, "Gentleman's Choice." A shot of a mansion in the hills, attractive people frolicking on the beach, the silhouette of two people kissing in front of a sunset. "Rowan has narrowed his options down to just two women," the voiceover says. "But which one will he choose? After all, a gentleman can only have one choice." I toss a piece of popcorn into the air and catch it in my mouth. "Will he choose Jade, the fun-loving firecracker?" the voiceover goes on. "She swept him away on their skydiving date, but the two lovebirds hit a rocky patch when she confessed." Static flickers through the picture, briefly turning the faces on screen black and white. Their features distorted, the sound gone. "Come on," I say. It writes itself, and I toss another piece of popcorn into the air. Living in a stone palace built sometime around the year 1300 does have its downsides, because it's not like it was built with the expectation that someday electricity would exist. "Or," the voiceover continues, "will Rowan choose Serena, the upper-class sommelier who wowed him with her knowledge of..." The picture goes black. No static, no nothing. I wait a second, hoping it'll come back and I won't even have to get up. It happens sometimes, when there's wind in the forest or the ravens get curious about the wires, that sort of thing. "Come on," I say to the TV again. There's a screech of static and the screen sputters to life, making me jump. But it's not Gentleman's Choice. It's a blurry video of someone in a suit wearing a huge rubber mask sitting behind a newscaster's desk. I'm still on the couch, frozen with popcorn halfway to my mouth. What the hell?
"Greetings, Varavia,"
says a gravelly, screechy voice that sounds like a record scratch.
"Please enjoy tonight's entertainment."
The figure on the TV holds one gloved hand out, and the screen changes again. First, there's a long clip of a bunny hopping across a field, the footage old and grainy. It's intercut with a homemade-looking video of a rock climber slowly making his way up a cliff, shot from below. Bunny, climber, bunny. It's somehow incredibly creepy. But I'm wondering if this is some weird guerrilla art thing that's supposed to be making a political point I don't understand. Out of nowhere, a hawk grabs the bunny and it screams. I gasp, making a face, and the video cuts to the rock climber. He falls. The camera goes shaky, but there are flashes of his twisted body on the ground. I turn my face away. What the hell is going on?